Get comfortable and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Again, and welcome to the Spirit Work Show, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Mick Avery.
And we are mediums, healers, and authors who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education, and on this show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truth as to the nature of your existence direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing the ideal environment for harmonic living within and without. Basically, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about how we can become more in tune and healthier spiritually, mind, body, and spirit, with our physical body. Well, this week, we're going to extend that to our living environment and encompassing basically everything to do with just the physical, but the emotional and spiritual aspects of the things that we come into contact with and that we bring into our homes. So if you'd like to join us with a question on our subject today, it's not a reading type situation, but it's to do with our discussion. If you'd like to join us, it's a free phone number in the USA. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And if there's any international callers awake, then it's 001-530-876-3222.
Well, as Spirit's Work on the wonderful and ever-present and ever-growing bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m., we have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, maybe book an Akashic reading, we suggest you go visit our websites, which are at www.spirit-teaching.com and also live at www.spiritsworkradio.com. I'd just like to say as well that before I go on, that we have a whole bunch of films on YouTube at the moment and on Vio, and you can catch those just by hitting either our websites, or you can actually go to them live on YouTube and Vio, and that's at www.youtube.com/spiritgregory. And the same for Vio, which is www.vioh.com/spiritgregory. And anyway, there's a whole bunch of films on there that we've done, and it'll give you a whole insight into the information and the kinds of things that we create in our work for spirit. Anyway, each week live on the show, on this show, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he has come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth plane. And I have to do that right now so we can get on with the show, so without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie, and she's going to explain even more.
Life, the universe and everything.
Life, the universe and everything in it.
Yes, Gregory is the spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, who consists of scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people. They're an educational team who have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move towards a more harmonious and peaceful way of life. Hopefully to understand the nature of our existence and help to save our world from the negative spiral that we are caught in. When Mick is in trance, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Gregory Hay. This means there's no room for errors because interpretation is not an option. It doesn't come into it. So as Mick said, you can find out more about us anyway from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Once again, if you have a question for Gregory regarding our show show topic, our show topic, the number to call is 877-876-5227, Canada 888-815-9756. Also, if this is where I was getting confused. Also, if you have a suggestion for a show topic, then do get in touch with us and we'll see what we can do. We're also on Second Life this Sunday in the virtual world of Second Life at the Mystic Academy and the New Oracle Temple. It's the 24th of August in between. It starts at 1 o'clock for an hour, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific. Do join us. You can interact with Gregory again on that show and we have great fun. Was that somebody on the line? No. Didn't think so. Hello, Gregory. Are you on the line?
Hello, yes, my dear friend.
Oh, you are on the line. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Michael from Austin.
Oh, hi.
Hello, friend.
Hello. I was wondering about the war right now that's happening, the World War III, with... all of the things that are happening right now, do you think that, what can you give us a reading on about that?
There we are, Gregory.
Yes, most interesting, my dear friend. Well, mm-hmm. human beings have been
it's
at war.
You know, the United States is now causing the war. The Georgian government is ruled by the United States. I'm worried about World War III, what we can do to stop it mentally. What can we do?
Yes, I understand, my dear friend, exactly where you are coming from. The first thing that you have to realize is to put it into perspective. This is a situation of, in essence, of really trying to bring brinkmanship to the foreground of your power struggles upon the earth plane. What you have to understand is that this is not a resurgence. It is a dangerous situation. I cannot deny that. However, the point really is that you have to understand it's not even moving close into that area. The whole situation, however, is most antagonistic because, of course, you are actually looking at a country, a particular country, which was once a part of the Russian Federation, and in that respect was a whole was actually taken into that federation long ago, purely and simply to engage with warlords who were otherwise detailing their own country and were at loggerheads with one another. Much, in fact, in respect to many other countries who have been that way, extremely tribal, extremely aberrant, different kinds of qualities of behavior toward one another. What you have to understand is that this is purely tribal mechanics, really, and what is happening here is that kind of situation, but because of the fact that it's happening on a larger scale, that it brings fear to your living room. It makes you aware, particularly because of the fact, of course, of the nature of the media response that you have in your particular country as to which slant they put upon it. So you are seeing this almost at times. These kinds of conditions then appear to be like a personal attack or a personal threat because it is seen as, of course, as you say, this particular country is, in a sense, a friend or ally of your country. The problem, however, begins in the state of the fact that they no longer want to be a part of where they are. It just so happens in proximity that they are. So the problem is dynamic. It's even further controlled and combined because of the fact that they have an oil pipeline running straight through their border, which actually brings a much more difficult confrontation, simply because, of course, of the nature of the whole resistance and the situation of material wealth surrounding oil at this time. I have to say that it is strange that no such action had, for example, been taken over Zimbabwe or any of the other countries, perhaps, who don't actually possess oil. But yes, there seems to be some kind of difference to this situation, purely and simply. It's not just because it's a country under threat. Many countries have been under threat all around the world, but it appears to matter as to whether it has oil or not, as to whether that threat is actually perceived or acted upon by countries like the US. And unfortunately, that is a fact. So simply, is this purely what I'm describing just coming about because it's an ally? It may well be that you see it that way, but as I say, originally this people was a part of the broader aspect of different tribal nations which were at many different times throughout the history of the world were fighting with one another. And this is no different to that aspect. It's just that it's brought into much sharper contrast purely and simply because of the machinery that's involved now in your modern time of life. I'm not saying that it's not serious. It is. But I'm also suggesting to you, friend, there are many other situations all around the planet of which case they perhaps need just as much fundamental awareness of as this particular target at this time. So do not put it out of perspective as to the nature of the rest of the situation. The problem actually is expounded by the fact of these different armaments which are wanting to be placed in different other countries which were of that tribal bloc. And I understand this is an ancient system which is being upset here. This is part of the problem. Now, I am well aware also that many of these boundaries were taken during war, during times of civil really mechanical strife between different countries and different peoples. However, and it appears to be, of course, that all countries really want peace. However, others have a different way of going about it. And using this kind of bullying tactic in either camp is not helpful. It doesn't move along the road of peace that well. So I would suggest, friend, that ways of combating this, yes, of course, you can send love, maybe, to the situation. Many would say, well, I don't think that that's going to help. And if you feel that you are helpless because you feel like your hands are tied, you are having to resolve to just waiting for the decisions of people who have more power than you do, that means to say you are allowing them that power. So what you need to do, friend, is to be physical. And that means you need to write your feelings, your sense of anxiety, perhaps, or perhaps your sense of justice that you see from the perspective that you gain from this situation. You can write to people who are making these decisions. And that's, I suppose, the simplest task that you can take. Does that mean to say then that your address will be heard? Maybe not, but maybe it will. And the point is that you cannot think of this as a negative reaction. You have to do something positive and actually use that as a valid, not excuse, but a valid energy to seek change and learn to actually harness the power within your voice.
En masse.
If everybody did that, then you would have a different state of the planet. It's only purely and simply because people have let go of the reins of life themselves and let other people take control. Because, yes, I know you've elected these people, but also it is that just by electing them doesn't mean to say you lose control. You have to also, if these matters are creating a matter of fact and that you want to be a part of still and engaged with, then you need to engage with it. And engage with it in many different levels. So, my dear friend, yes, you can send your energy out to the spirit world. You can pray for the fact that these matters are to be resolved. however distant that may seem, a request. Every prayer, do not forget, every prayer for peace is part of the reason why there are not so many wars as there had been in the past. And that is a part of the reason for it, because it aids the well-being throughout the planet. You have to look at this as a global energy, and how you can then manifest within that energy is something that you can take on board personally. And just because people think, or you have been made to think, that you do not matter, or that your energy is just one single energy, therefore it has no power base, it does. It's just that people have been disarmed from their own power.
Okay.
Wow. I have another question, if I could quickly, about eugenics, that they want to get rid of 80% of us by the year 2012.
Oh.
Well, my dear friend, that's a bit of a stretch, my friend, I have to say. And people who have these kinds of thoughts and these kinds of, well, ideologies, I suppose.
They're really trying for vaccine.
I beg your pardon, friend?
Killing girls and giving the HIV and through the hepatitis B vaccine. All of that. We need to talk about that. What can we do that they are really trying to get rid of 80% of us by the year 2012? How can we address that?
And, well, my dear friend, to think that this is a plausible explanation, I have to argue with. Quite simply, it doesn't wash. That is not a blanket term that I can see that anyone is putting into place in the human race.
What about the autism that's now through the mercury in the vaccine?
Yes. Well, autism itself, my dear friend, actually happens to be something which is oftentimes created through genetics. It's not something that
No. It has a direct connection to the mercury in the vaccine.
My dear friend, I am saying, my dear friend, that part of this is genetics.
And you cannot move away from that. Skyrocketing through the vaccine.
Well, that is an opinion, friend. It is also, I'm not saying that it's not a part of fact, but I am also suggesting to you and saying to you that it is also a part of the whole situation of the mutation of human beings comes because of the fact that human beings are inherently not perfect. This suggests, then, that human beings are not actually designed as perfect, as some would have you believe, are not some willful act of the Creator, as some would have you believe, because if they had been, they would be perfect from the beginning. This is not a fact.
Well, the thing is, time and age that we are now, all sorts are killing us, and all sorts of vaccines, everything.
Absolutely
that we eat, drink, breathe, and all that, it's a minefield.
Yes.
So
yes, and I'm not actually saying here that it is limited to this. I am suggesting to you, friend, it's actually to do with the minerals in the water table. It's to do with the poisons upon the planet surface, to do with mining instrumentations which have happened upon the planet, which have allowed mercury, lead, aluminium, other kinds of heavy metals, arsenic, in great abundance, to actually become present in the water table. These are the questions you should be asking, not purely some situation perhaps to do with certain peoples who are perhaps, yes, I understand that there are different forms of injection and this kind of situation which is carried out by human beings systematically because they feel that they are creating this or that situation where, in fact, they're creating something completely different, which is, as autism has become somewhat of a side effect of human life. I am saying it's an environmental situation. Don't point the finger at one particular thing. Look at the whole situation of human habitation and behavior. And if you are looking for the presumption that human beings are perfect, or any part of human life, or any other animal life is perfect, it isn't. It's all mutation. It's all trial and error and moving from one place to another place. You look at any specific species, friend, and you will see this mutation in graduation, always trying to rebuild, always trying to maybe make it better. But in some situations, it makes it worse. So the mutation in genetics from one generation to another continues to exist and be exploited by the mix of genetics which are available.
Okay. Well, hey, Michael, we'll have to get on with the show, but thanks ever so much for your call, and do phone again. If you've got anything, if you'd like us to do a complete show on a particular topic, and you've got lots of questions, it would be really great if you emailed that in to us, and we'll do a whole program on it, rather than just, if you've got lots of thoughts. Okay? Okay, right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay, so here we go. Okay, well, actually, I mean, it does actually tie in with what we're going to be discussing.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to be talking about creating harmony within and without. The good things that we need to create around us, maybe in our home, versus the bad. Creating an environment that will improve our health and then also enhance our spiritual pathway whilst helping the planet. You know, I mean, how fabulous would that be if we could do that in the most natural way without making it too complicated?
Yes, and so, of course, much of this actually springs from your own home environment and what you create within it. This is so important, so fundamentally important. One of the first things that you have to understand are to do with the different energies that you bring into your home. Not just about your own personal energy and the way that you are reactive to the planet and the way that you are reactive to different sources and situations. This is all about, as well, the different energies that you bring into your home environment. So what is it that you have? You have water. Water that comes into your home environment, you have to become aware of what its composite material is. You have to be aware of whether the water that you drink is, in fact, adequate. Is it safe for you to drink as now as it was a year ago or 5 years ago? Is it a situation where you are being plied with chemicals unknowingly? Perhaps even as trace elements, but ones which do not naturally exist or should not naturally exist in your water source. This means to say, my dear friend, that what you need to do as a human being is to obtain specific evidence of what your water source is. And you need to make this as a part of your annual behavior, if you will.
Hello, caller. Who's speaking?
Yes, hello. My name is Frank. I'm in California. United States.
Hello, Frank. Hello.
Hi. This is my question. I've been grieving about my mother, and I have a court date September 17th. Do you see a positive outcome or any resolvement on that date?
Well, my dear friend, you have been grieving about your mother. The situation there is one of difference. The problem that you have is that you are mixing these two energies. And it appears to be that this brings about a rather woolly-headedness within you. So you are a being who has to become clear. The problem is, however, that the situation with your mother is, in essence, it creates a worry path within you. So, my dear friend, what you really have to do is you have to be able to understand that by you actually sending out thoughts to your mother and talking to her is a situation which helps the process. That doesn't mean to say that I want you really to break up over this. She doesn't and I don't. The situation is, however, that you need to really have your wits about you. You need to be aware and alert. This situation can help and be resolved positively if you focus positively on the things that you can do. Be reactive about how you really feel and allow that emotional wheel to come into focus, purely and simply, friend, because it will help you to resolve many matters within your life which are current upheavals.
Okay, and actually, I think if you go on to the other channel, starts at the bottom of the hour at 11:30, not that we want to lose you from this station, but that's more of the sort of the question that I believe Mr. Destiny will cover for you if you want to phone in again in about 5 minutes onto the other station. Okay, Frank?
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks ever so much.
Thank you so, friend. And well-being be in your path,
yeah, and think positive.
Friend.
Yeah,
yes,
go with
absolutely
it.
So.
Okay.
I'm trying. And blessing to you both.
Oh,
thank you so,
friend. Bye-bye.
Thank
God bless.
So.
Do phone again.
Lovely.
Thanks.
Okay. Yes. So,
so the energy of water,
yes,
my dear friend, coming into the house,
yes,
this is something which is fundamental in your state of well-being.
Uh-huh.
Part of what you need to do as a human being is recognize the fact that you are partly responsible for this. So it means to say that you need to obtain a filter jug, or at least a filter jug, which is a carbon filter, or you can make your own. If you are not satisfied and you think that that is a situation which is simply not going to work for you, or that you don't trust one company or another to provide something which is pure enough, then you can actually purify your own water, and you can do that with moss, with mosses and that kind of thing, and with different kinds of soils which you can actually collect from forestry states. Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone walks out with shovels.
Maybe on holiday,
camping
in somewhere, and you get stuck. But
quite so. But I'm just saying, though, that the purest water that you can ever find is really in this kind of situation. Carbon filter is merely these kinds of fragments which are broken up and placed into a vessel. So using this will actually take a lot of the aggregate chemicals out of water. There are also, of course, other methods of actually placing different kinds of filters depending upon the area in which you live and the chemicals within the water-tested system. You would probably have to supply the water purification company that supplies that kind of attachment, which is placed within the water system, that you would have to give them a printed readout to then understand exactly what kinds of additions to the filter needs to be made in order for you to have absolute pure water
for
to
your
drink.
Area, yes.
For your area.
Area.
And that doesn't matter whereabouts in the planet that you live. This applies equally to all. Obviously, if there is a problem with your water and you have arsenic or mercury or something else within it, then you need to deal with that.
Yes, and you need to, again, as in the caller earlier on, you need to write and complain about it, basically.
Yes, absolutely so. And this is a part of your of the situation that human beings must create about themselves.
Find their voice and
absolutely
do
so.
Something about it, yes, yes.
So this really then is I'm talking about here the fundamental energy that you have to have within your dwelling space, no matter where you live. If you live in a large towering block of flats, or whether you live in a house in some really leafy street, or some other such situation, perhaps out in the country. If you live out in the country, particularly in the United States of America, I understand most people have their own well. Well, in which case, of course, you will have the purity test for your own living condition. And that, of course, will mean that you will be surviving of greatest benefit. If you're living in the city, it's much more difficult. So therefore, it means to say, as a situation that you are relying upon a service provider, it means to say that you can create a precedent, in fact, by asking or insisting for a readout of the purification of your water supply, so that you have a knowledge and understanding of exactly what it is that's being done to it and what is created that's coming out of your tap that you have in your dwelling space. So this is the first thing that you have to do. Understand that your body is a temple to yourself. Yes, it's mutated. It's the sum total of all the mutations that have ever happened in history, right from the point of which humanity first became understanding from the other league of primates, and that in actual fact that this was a very gradual process. So now we find that human beings are amassed upon the planet of Earth, some 6.3 billion of them, of you. And all of this living life tissue is a part of one another, is genetically modified and mutated from one another. You each have to understand that different beings have different concerns about their dwelling space, perhaps different environmental concerns which impact upon where you live and how you live. These are all concerns that we have to take within ourselves and that we have to gain responsibility about. And what you have to do as a human being is to understand the potential catastrophes and also the potential mixes, which will be positive or negative depending upon their area of energy. So as a being, my dear friend, even if you live in a place where you feel that your hands are tied, it may well be that you can create within your own environment a perfectly equitable place for absolute perfect harmony to rise.
Mm. What about creating harmony to actually invite harmony into your home, to actually incorporate that with the law of attraction and the harmony that you then project out into the world, isn't it? And
yes.
It's just such a literally a holistic approach to life, really, to give yourself a fighting chance.
Yes. Now, part of the situation of the first caller was that that of insisting, in fact, upon the situation of the medical facets of inoculation and how that, in some respects, was being grossly detrimental to many human beings. I understand that this is a part of the situation of the state of mutation that you are observing and looking at. I'm not saying that various inoculations are not going to have an effect, but the effect is not a blanket response. It depends entirely upon what you are looking at. And what you are looking at here is a blanket response of a mixture of chemicals brought together. And that what we are actually seeing here is the transference of those chemicals in that particular mixture, in that configuration, is not necessarily harmonic to some beings as it is to others. So some beings, human beings, because of their various mutations, because of their genetic mix, is something which is actually perfectly harmless, and that they are able to withstand those chemicals, situation. They may not be able to withstand perhaps different formations of chemicals. Maybe their mutation will bring them at odds to perhaps a different mix of aluminium or a different mix of an abundance of some other mineral which should be a trace mineral but actually happens to be more complete in that particular point. So what I'm saying, friend, that even the tap water that you drink may actually be bringing on a side effect to your living state in which this this is why I'm saying that you need to look at it. I'm not asking you to be completely nervous or negative about everything that you see, hear, touch, feel, and sense, because that's ridiculous. But what I am asking you to do is to be responsible, to understand what you are biologically and what actually, how you then react to your environment and what causes those environmental reactions, which then have a marked effect upon your quality of life. Autism at times comes through some situations which are introduced biologically to the human cell. At other times, they come through genetic mutation and manipulation. These are essences which are then, and also at other times, it comes through not as a physical organic situation, but simply because the spirit is not fully engaged with the physical state, because something has happened to the etheric bead between the spirit and the physical consciousness that creates the abnormality, the change in communication. Incidentally, autism doesn't necessarily mean to say that the child is abnormal, it's just different. And it doesn't mean to say that this is a degradation. Oftentimes people call autism as being a degradation to human suffering. However, it is that, for example, Albert Einstein had autism. So too did Tesla. In fact, most of the inventions and the creations of science have happened purely and simply because of someone suffering from a form of autism actually brought it about and focused upon it, because that is the ability. It's a situation which cuts off certain parameters of the organism of the brain in order to compartmentalize their normal life journey and make a reasonable response, and instead actually focus upon one and are unable to perhaps accommodate all of the other issues of life which are impacted upon it, purely and simply because the synapses are not engaged within that metabolic rate, within that synergy of life. It's part of the reason why I'm saying to you that you need to make sure that everything that you take in to yourself, the air that you breathe, the water that you take, the food that you eat, look at the situation, the cycle of products that you are bringing yourself into contact with, and understand that you are a physical body system which needs to react. And many people are reacting badly to their environment at this time, purely and simply because the environment's a mess.
Well, over the past few weeks, we've been talking about the additives in food and different things like that that we can be have a reaction to. These
yes.
manufactured processed foods that we eat. So basically, today we're moving on from the things that we take in, obviously except for water, because that comes into our home, and going into our home environment to see how we can change things from within there to accommodate and to accompany this ideal new way of living, eating,
yes.
that we've been talking about.
Yes. So what we have to do is we have to look at our core energy. When we are having a physical existence, we have to understand our core energy is the sum total of our biology and our environment which impacts upon us. When we have a physical life, we can see that the obvious state of interest here is about your own personal living space and that environment, how it interacts with you and you with it.
Hello, caller. Who's this?
Calling. I wanted to ask a question. Last week we were talking about diet that's good for spirituality in general, and I was wondering if organic turkey and organic chicken and organic eggs were a part of that diet for spirituality in terms of helping one be more spiritual.
Yes, well, I understand, my dear friend, and I do not I'm not saying here that particularly if you eat meat, for example, that it automatically rules you out of being spiritual. Mm. Clearly, human beings are actually designed to be an omnivore, and that is the way of it. That's not to say that you have to be, and that truthfully, my dear friend, if you really wish to become enlightened in your physical life, then it will be that you will abstain from eating meat. However, my dear friend, and I have to say and point this out, that in your present country, there is a situation where the actual energy to do with what is organic is being blurred at this moment in time. You cannot trust the situation that when something is said to be organic, that it actually is. And quite simply, I understand in your own fair country at this time that many situations of industry are trying to apply and force the regulation of what is supposedly organic as to be watered down, quite simply because they're saying that the situations for organics are too strict. But that's the whole point of organics, are that you cannot apply liberally these different kinds of chemical miscreants of states of different fertilizer and that kind of thing on the land if you are going to want to grow something organic. So you really do have to look into this situation, my dear friend, of what is exactly organic. If you want to buy an organic turkey, then actually find out where it's come from. And I would suggest to you, friend, that you buy it locally. Obtain it locally will actually enable you, particularly if you are then more aware of the place that it's come from. If you are not and you have to rely purely upon the well-being of the place that has this kind of food, then obviously you need to inquire as to the veracity of it. Do they really mean it's organic, or are they just playing at it? Mm. What are the conditions? So you can actually research it yourself. At least you have that ability, friend. Mm. And so that's really what I would suggest to you, that you do your own research as to where these foods have come from, how organic really are they? Because I understand that the whole situation of what is labeled as being organic is not necessarily the case. And you have to be very careful.
Thank you. And I was wondering also about omega-3s, where a lot of people in the health industry, well, they go two ways. Some go toward the flax as a source of omega-3. Some go toward fish oil and cod liver oil for omega-3s. And if there
yes.
was any idea there.
Yes, yes. Well, part of the, and I must say this, my dear friend, part of the problem with fish oils are actually not necessarily because they are always being obtained through valid catches. Part of the problem of the whole situation of the system of the fishing industry at this present time is that there is too much bycatch, which is happening. So it means to say that there are a great many different species within the catch, within the catchment of what's being taken from the oceans. And it means to say that a great many different kinds of fish oils are actually coming into play, and a great many fishes which shouldn't actually be caught at all, and particularly to do with the size of fishes. I understand that previously the size of nets were actually regulated, but that is something which, when using certain kinds of dragnet, actually obviate and make it completely useless, quite simply because of the bulk of fish which are caught, then means to say that it's indiscriminate. And small fishes simply die within the whole exposure of it. Mm. So human beings have to be much more careful about how they use this kind of system in order to bring about the benefits to human society and to the world in general. So I'm saying this really as a global situation, and I'm not pinpointing one facet as opposed to another, one kind of fish as being more beneficial than another, although I understand white fish in the forms of brat sardines, in the forms of small fishes, which are very well brought about in oil, herring oil is especially good. Cod oil is especially good, but unfortunately, cod is an endangered species, or very quickly becoming that way. So it does make it extremely difficult. I understand that various different processes of different forms of substance that people are using at this present time, particularly to do with shark, is extremely worrisome, because shark is in fact one of the basic animals of the planet and needs to constantly survive if humanity is to survive, purely and simply because they keep the numbers of fishes who use the whole situation of feeding within the plankton, that this needs to be kept in equilibrium and balance. So these kinds of situations for oils and usages of chemicals that come from shark cartilage and that kind of thing, which are, as I say, fished indiscriminately and illegally oftentimes, it has to be said, that these are also problem areas for how you actually, how these situations are managed. Flax oil, I understand, is, and there are other oils also which are bringing about abundance in this kind of situation, which can be used and utilized. There is little difference between them. Oh, and also to say, friend, that various kinds of situations which are coming about from seaweed are also extremely beneficial.
As long as you're careful where you get it from.
Yes, absolutely so. Depends entirely upon the country. For example, friend, you cannot possibly use any of the kelp which comes from Ireland, purely and simply because it's polluted.
Oh, my.
So you have to be extremely careful as to where it is coming from, the particular place of it. You also should not really use kelp or these kinds of products which come from around Japan, quite simply because they're actually stripping their coastline bare.
Mm. And I appreciate the reminder about shark. I use shark as a protector animal, spirit animal, and I'm imagining fish for it to eat because I'm aware of the very situation you're speaking of where there are not enough fish for the sharks to eat. That's why they come so close to the shore. And I live by the ocean, so that's...
Yes.
And I understand, I appreciate what you have to say about shark. And I've noticed it in taking flaxseed oil that my brain actually feels sharper than taking salmon oil. So I'm going to go back to flax.
yes. Well, it is a fact, my friend, purely and simply because, you see, what you are also relying upon when you are using fish oils is the beneficial facets of their own environment. And if their own environment is still integrated, is still perfectly in balance. And what I'm saying is that what's actually happening in many of the oceans of your planet at this time is that they're becoming polluted in various different ways. Their chemical biological system is actually overbalanced in one direction, usually because of nitrogenous chemicals which have been placed upon the land, which are then being washed into the ocean. And these are creating great deficits all over the world of the ocean survival of flora and fauna. So obviously these kinds of impacts of chemical which are happening are then having a different metabolic rate effect upon the different fish oils that human beings then subsequently consume, quite simply because they are also having effects of mercury within their body systems. Fishes now are suffering greatly from mercury poisoning and different states of poisoning of heavy metals that shouldn't even be present.
And with hemp oil, I think the fear there for a while was, you know, when you're working in certain employment situations, one has to test negative for hemp or cannabis because they think one has been smoking marijuana. But I think they're starting to move more toward creating hemp products that don't come up positive as cannabis.
Yes, quite so, because there are actually, my dear friend, real benefits from that particular plant. It has an enormous range of benefits within it, inherent within its molecular structure. That's the point, that there are, if brought about into different concentrates, there are a great many situations that can be released for a lot of diseases within that plant itself. Within one single plant, there are possibly hundreds of benefits for toward different diseases.
Wow.
It's a really underrated plant.
Wow, thank you.
Okay. I didn't catch your name at the beginning.
I'm Scott. I called in a while back. I had a
reaction to the stevia.
That's
right. Yes, I remember. Yeah, thanks. Oh, well, look, it's been lovely speaking to you. And do phone again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, so. Goodbye, friend. Thank you,
so. And this is it, isn't it? I mean, we want to talk to people about the things that they want to know. So this is just brilliant.
Absolutely so. And that's the point, you see. He's coming from the aspect of his own inner body temple.
And taking responsibility for that.
Yes, absolutely so. And that's exactly what we're saying that human beings need to do, is to look at the whole situation. Is your food coming from somewhere on the other side of the planet? Don't you think that that is something which is incongruous? How is it possible that your apple upon your table can come from halfway around the planet and still be the same cost as someone growing it in a field next door to your dwelling space?
Mm. And be as fresh.
And be as fresh. There are many questions that have to be answered. I'm not against trade, but what human beings have to understand is part of the situation of systematic abuse that's happening at this time within the planet is simply because you are transporting goods all over the world, which are goods not necessarily which have to be moved that distance, purely and simply because of market pressures and forces that you have created yourselves. Rather than do this and expend waste large amounts of energy in moving foods and products from one side of the planet to the other, you'd be much better served to grow it in your own backyard.
Okay, we'll take this call because time's getting on. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
Finn. Thank you for your wonderful show.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Jay, and I'm calling about my sister who's been diagnosed with hepatitis C.
Yes.
I'm wondering what she could... Do you see individual people? I mean, I was just wondering about her situation and what we could do to help her, because the meds are making her even more sick.
Yes. My dear friend, this really is a situation that we would actually have to bring in other energies in order to look at your sister and this whole situation. It is not something that we could, as it's so very highly personal,
it's
not something that I would like to bring about in this situation.
Surely.
That doesn't mean to say I don't want to answer you, friend.
I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
And I am well aware, my dear friend, of the different situations that human beings are going through, particularly with tackling such diseases as this.
Yeah, it does seem to be a lot.
Which are systemic throughout the whole body system.
Yes, there are, and it just seems to be cropping up all over the place.
And part of the problem really is that people aren't treated as individuals. There is not the realization in modern medicine that the individual person has different abnormalities due to their own specific mutational process and the way that human being has actually evolved.
Well, I don't think with hepatitis C, very often you don't even know how you got it.
Right.
Because there's so many different ways of getting it.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the information.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for
about hemp. You know, I was thinking of calling you about whether the hemp seeds and stuff were a good idea, and then the person before me asked about it, so... If you could speak a little bit about hemp, I would love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
And I understand, my dear friend, if you actually look into that further, that you will find that there are a range and a growing range, really, of different situations which are are coming from that particular plant. But I understand it's still in its infancy, and it's such a shame because it's such a wasted plant.
Well, people will know a little bit more about it, at least from this show anyway. Hey.
Well, I'll be listening. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. So, well, we've only got a short while left now, actually,
yes,
Gregory.
Yes, we didn't actually get very far.
No, but that's absolutely fine because...
But it really just goes to show, you see, how it is that people have to realize their own interaction and what it is that they are. You're a biological being that needs to be reactive to the balance of your own inner state. That is not just to do with your spirit's evolution, but your physical evolution as a being on the physical life that you are leading. The mutation that you have gone through to get to this point is not something that you're at fault with. It's not at the behest of your spirit that this has been created. It's purely a biological act. And what you have to do is realize this as a fact of your life that you are responsible for.
Yes.
Or that you have to understand how you can change your environment so that you really make it work for you in a holistic and harmonic way that is beneficial to your inner temple.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing everything with us tonight, Gregory.
Thank you so. With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway, everyone. God bless.
God bless. And I'd like to thank our callers. And that's what makes the show, and it makes it worthwhile for Spirit, because it's good to know, like I say, that they come to talk to us about things that we want to know and that we're inquiring about. So, anyway, do join us again next Monday on BBS Radio. And if you would like to find out more about us, it's www.spirit-teaching.com. Don't forget we do Akashic readings all of the time, phone readings, and they're absolutely fantastic, where you can find out about your soul group and all sorts of other good stuff. And until next time then, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.